Could we please have a staff call roll?
Certainly. Thank you and good evening. Commissioner Martinez.
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner McCormick.
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Vasquez.
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner Maldonado. She is listed as absent this evening. Commissioner Tucker.
Here.
Great. Thank you. Vice Chair Leslie.
Present.
Thank you. And Chair Vejar.
Present.
Excellent. Thank you. May the record reflect that we have a quorum tonight.
Thank you so much. At this time, we will start public comment, and members of the public may address the commission on matters not listed on the agenda, which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission, provided that no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law, and public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Do we have any speakers who'd like to speak on off-agenda items? Perfect. Then with that, we will move to the consent calendar, and all matters on the consent calendar are considered to be routine by the Planning Commission and may be enacted by one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a member of the Planning Commission or staff or the public request a specific item to be removed from the consent calendar for separate action. Is there any request to remove an item? Then we look for a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
We have a motion from Commissioner Martinez and a second from Commissioner McCormick. If everyone could please vote. The motion passes unanimously. So we will then move on to a public hearing to consider a request to construct a first and second story additions resulting in an additional 1,351 square feet to the residence and replace an attached garage at an existing single family home located at 443 North Clinton Street and finding of CEQA exemption, ENT number 25-0051. Is there any staff report on this item?
Yes, there is. Thank you, Chair, and good evening, Honorable Commissioners. On behalf of Arlen Beck, who couldn't be with us this evening, I'm going to present tonight's item. So tonight before you is a request to construct a first and second story addition to an existing single family residence that includes the reconstruction of an existing attached two-car garage and a new subterranean storage space. The applicant proposes 545 square feet to be added to the first floor, a new second floor that will measure approximately 806 square feet, and the reconstruction and expansion of an attached two-car garage to a total of 701 square feet, a new 270 square foot subterranean storage area is also proposed that would be accessible only from the new garage. The subject property is 443 North Clinton Street on a property that is zoned R16. The site is surrounded on all sides with existing single-family residential properties also zoned R16. There are three discretionary requests proposed. First, design review is required for the new second story addition. Second, a minor site plan review is required to consider a proposed 11-foot high garage door, which will result from the lowering of the finished floor of the garage 3 feet to eliminate a steep driveway grade and to provide a flat vehicle accessway and parking from the street. Third, a variance request to allow the existing legal nonconforming 10-foot deep driveway to remain in lieu of a 20-foot minimum driveway depth requirement. Staff finds that enforcing the full driveway length on this lot would deprive the property owner of privileges shared by other corner lots in the neighborhood, all of which share the same driveway configuration. With the exception of the variance request, the proposed project meets all required development standards, including height, floor area ratio, setbacks, parking, and usable open space. The second-story addition has been designed to respect the surrounding homes with careful placement of windows and doors in accordance with the infill residential design guidelines. Staff does note the presence of a second-story deck along the east elevation that could introduce privacy considerations. However, no concerns have been raised by the neighbors to date. As part of the project, the applicant will also remove an existing 25-foot-high radio antenna from the rear yard. Public notice was completed in accordance with city requirements, and no public comments have been received. Staff recommends that the Planning Commission adopt resolution number 1225 approving the project requests and also find that the project is exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15303 of the state CEQA guidelines in that the project is a modest expansion of an existing single family residence. That concludes staff presentation, and both staff and the owner and the architect for the project are present for any questions. Thank you.
Do any commissioners have questions for staff at this time?
I have a question maybe of staff or the architect. What is the head height of the new garage? And also the head height of the new storage area.
Could you please come to the dais? Thank you.
I was gonna say the public hearing has not been opened yet. Yes.
So we'll have to wait until public comment for you to come up when we open the public hearing. Right now, we can just do questions to staff, and then we can have you come up for answering questions during the public hearing.
Okay.
Yeah. My apologies. The plans do not indicate that on a scale, so I will defer to the architect to confirm that for you.
Are there any other questions for staff? Seeing no questions, then we will open the public hearing. At this time, the applicant may come and speak about the project. There's no time limit for the applicant's comments on the project.
Let me go first, Andy. If you don't mind, I'll address the question that was asked on the garage head height. Of course, it depends where you're measuring from, because there's a couple of different, like there's a section that indicates what the head height is. But like Hayden noted, it's not dimensioned. The head height is 9 feet to the ceiling of a portion of the garage, and then the rest of the garage has a volume ceiling. So it's 9 feet from the finished floor to the flat portion of the ceiling of the garage. And I think that's what's being asked for, the head height of the garage?
Yes, from the new proposed finished floor of the garage.
The new proposed finished floor of the garage. That would be an additional 3 feet, so then 12 feet.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Also, I asked, what is the head height of the new storage area?
Is that the underground storage
that's
being proposed? The head height of that is 8 feet.
Okay, thank you.
From its slab.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other, is there anything that you would like to share as applicant?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to my long 3-year back and forth learning experience with the process. I wanted to point out only a couple major things, and it's really about ridding ourselves of how this driveway ever was allowed. If you haven't ever seen this street, the majority of the garages have a nice driveway where you can park a car on it. But for some reason, on the easterly main side, the driveway rise is, in my case, the highest of the whole run of over 3 feet. And then you have a 7-foot distance that you need to climb up. And we've had myself, and I will point this out why this is critical to me as I age and plan to stay there. I've lived in this house since 1977 as a child, went to Orange High the whole bit. And I ended up in Chapman General Hospital because of a head concussion, because I slipped on the thing as a kid playing around, of course, you know, that's what we do. But it just needs to have a nice level area. And plus, the other thing is, I have a couple of classic cars, and unfortunately, they have advised me if I don't garage them, they're going to cancel the insurance. And so I've got to do something on the property to be able to house my own cars. So that's the motivation behind the majority of this, is to get a garage back where, unlike lot of people, they just store. I plan to functionally use this garage as a garage. And I'm hopeful that we've kind of come up with a plan that should meet all your needs, that will beautify the area, raise the value, and do a good job of meeting my scope and plus helping the neighbors have a better looking property area and improve comps.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Are there any questions to the applicant at this time for commissioners?
Yeah, I have a question. I think the need is well articulated, and I'm totally good with the project, just so you know. I'm just curious. We sent out, obviously, a public notice. We didn't see any comments. Have you had any just conversation with neighbors? I'm thinking maybe more so the neighbor. I think it would be to the east.
The neighbors to the east walked over with a postcard and just said, why did you mail me this?
Okay. Gotcha.
Just to be transparent, a gentleman who works for Selvin Chevrolet said, holy cow, I love it. And I just said, well, you haven't even heard. He says, yeah, but you're lowering the floor. That's awesome. And I just said, okay, well, whatever. I don't know what he's thinking, but it's only been positive, and I've only had three people. And then my neighbor around the corner, he knows of this because he's helped me kind of fatherly advice guide me through some of this. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that said, this is going to be great if you can fix the garage, because then you can, and this is how this evolved to a second story. And I said, I don't need a second story. But then when you look at the patio that's there, it would look so ridiculous that this made the most sense. Plus, finally, I'm going to, and this is what everyone loves, I'm going to get rid of a wood-shaped roof that still resides at home after 45 years. Because I keep fixing it and fixing it and fixing it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for the applicant from the commissioners? Then with that, I will open it to public comments. So if any members of the public would like to speak about the project, members of the public have 3 minutes to make comments on this, 3 minutes per speaker. Are there any public comments? Seeing none, I will then close the public hearing and ask the commissioners to have a discussion.
Chair, I just said that my only concern by looking at it was the neighbor's reaction to the balcony or the deck on that eastern side. So if we feel confident, I feel like I feel confident about the project. That's my only thing with the privacy issues.
Madam Chair, I just want to disclose I did take a drive out there. So I was at the property and I did recognize how unusual that is. So I'm in favor of it.
Any other comments?
Well, yeah, if nobody else has comments, unless you do. I have to agree with my fellow commissioner. I too was out to the site. And I did recognize the issues you have out there, and boy, I can be empathetic with that for a number of different reasons. Safety of your own self. And I have then a lot of other issues with this for a number of different reasons. One would be safety. I think the issue that's out there, and the question you asked, why was this driveway ever installed? Because there were no development standards back then, okay? To cut to the chase, there is a requirement in almost every city, Orange included, that driveways be 20 feet long, okay? And that is because they don't want to have people park their cars in the driveway and overhang the public sidewalk. That's a safety issue. Now, I don't think I'd be even speaking here if your sidewalk was curb adjacent. I could see it would be okay because that sidewalk is further away from the garage. The problem is that my big thing is it's safety, and there's a reason why the development standards are there, and that's the reason. I could almost go for an understanding the variance. There's a number of different issues that I've spent a few hours speaking this afternoon, as well as me reviewing the plans, that I am somewhat disappointed that this didn't go through Design Review Committee. Otherwise, there would be a lot of other questions that would have been raised and answered. Aside from going through a lengthy plan check I did on the plan, I don't want to take too long to do that. But I do have to say I can't support this project for those reasons. I don't think it complies to the infill design guidelines, and it does not comply to the standard development plans the city has in place, which requires the driveway to be that certain dimension. I do thoroughly understand. I would probably reconsider if the garage, which puts it way over the infill design guidelines at 11 foot, I could almost get my arms around if it was 8 feet as a garage door opening. But since the proposed is 11 foot tall, my fear is that there will be an RV in there. It could be an RV. Maybe it's not your RV, but maybe it'll be the next owner's RV. So I'm very, very hesitant on setting a precedent here. And so I'm sorry I can't support the project. I would have loved to have all these design issues that I had noted with Harlan this afternoon would have come up in the design review committee, but it didn't go through design review committee. So I understand why, but it's just unfortunate it didn't. You would have made a better project. But that being said, I can't support the project for those reasons, being safety and not complying to the infill design guidelines or the standard provisions for the driveway.
We can reopen the public hearing so you can comment. Yeah, we can reopen the public hearing and you can come up and make a comment. So we're reopening the public hearing.
Thank you. To your point, when I looked at this project with others involved, the purpose of the taller garage door, as you put, could be construed for what you're describing. However, the purpose is to keep the garages neighbor to neighbor to neighbor at the same height, because it will look correct versus lowering the look and having this mini appearance when you drop the floor 3 feet. I'm trying to keep the line to the neighbor directly next to me at the same height, because it'll look then like it belongs. A lot of time has gone into this project to make it look like it isn't just like some where they just second story example. They put a box on top and it just, really, that's what you did? So I took the time to line things up, take pictures and look at this. And then by lowering the floor, I said, granted it has that, but it looks well. With your point, and I do respect that, part of the garage second floor leans into the garage that will prevent anything real tall. But I do own an 8 foot two F-150 with ladder racks, which I'm trying to garage. 8 foot two doesn't fit in a 7'6" garage. And I've had this thing have this problem. So yes, I'm trying to put in a little cushion in that spot, but the real point, and granted to your point, as far as what happens after me, but it was never intended. And if we could come up with a workaround or something, I would do it. But I really find that the look looks, pardon me, stupid at 3 foot lower, just because then it's like you slid this thing in and then just built something on. I'm very conscious to what it'll look like in the finish to the neighbors. And that's why I did this. But I totally respect your position and input.
No, I love, should I respond now or we close the public comment?
No, it's the public hearing's open.
So I hear everything you're saying.
Can I just, I don't know if it's a question for the chair or for the city attorney. I think my understanding is, I don't know that we want to do a conversation back and forth with the public. I think it's more question and answer. I don't know, I'm just looking for direction.
Questions would be preferred, and then if the commission would like to deliberate with amongst themselves, that would be best.
Yeah, okay. I just think conversationally, we should be the ones having conversation.
If you have more questions for them, if anyone does.
No, I just wanted to respond to his statements.
Then we can close the public hearing.
Thank you for your time.
So we'll now have more commissioner discussion.
Well, let me respond to that. Let me see if I can remember what you said. My first response when I heard what you were saying is I had the same response. I really did. I mean, I saw the matching of the header on the garage. Totally get it. But I still was, this commission is grappled to dealing with the standards and the infill design guidelines. That being said, it's tough for me to do that, knowing that if we approve this, we are setting a precedent so that everybody else can do the same thing, which I think my biggest heartburn is not even necessarily the 11-foot opening. It's the 10-foot driveway. And I've had in my neighborhood many, many people get tickets for the just hanging barely over the sidewalk. And I'd hate to, in my due diligence, not to oppose that for your benefit, so you wouldn't be getting tickets if you did park your large car in the driveway, which would overhang the sidewalk. So that being said, I don't want to follow that. I would actually feel better if you want the 11-foot garage door, move it back to the required driveway. I mean, I would be amenable to that. There are issues, what I picked up on what you said earlier about staying in the home, and did have some other questions for the architect. Basically, this would have come out in the design review committee in the exiting requirements for a storage area that exits into an enclosed garage. Not quite sure with my code experience if that is legal or illegal, but in the limited time I had to review this, I don't feel comfortable unless I know these plans are conceptual. That's why we have missing dimensions. We have the inability to show exactly how the grade's going to be retained on that on the now flat driveway to the south. There's a lot of details that need to be worked out to affect the feasibility of this project and basically what we're looking at right now. I see massive changes from the building officials in terms of going through these types of things once you go through the process of getting a permit. So I feel uncomfortable at this time to say, yeah, I approve this, knowing that those are the reasons why. I'm trying to be empathetic because I don't want to trip on the driveway either. I know it's tough. I know you can bottom out on that. I went out there today. I looked at everyone along that east side frontage of Clinton is the same. They're all exactly the same. They were all done exactly wrong. So that being said, it's hard for me to say, okay, with that issue. I like that you're flattening it out, but you're retaining the area to the south of the driveway against your neighbors. And I, like I said, I wouldn't get into this much detail, but we didn't have design review weigh in on this, so, you know, we're design review now. So, like it or not, that's the situation here. That being said, the infill design guidelines can't be based upon that one structure on Clinton. It's further south on the east side. I think you all know that one that's there. It's a box, like you just said. And I guess the way to get the infill design guidelines compliant is to move it back to comply to the development standards and create that get rid of the non-lining up of the header. By lowering the garage to 8 foot. So, that being said, I can't support the project because of those reasons. I wish I could. I wish I had more time to design it for you or help design it for you. I'm handcuffed on that, so my apologies for that. And I certainly understand what your needs are. I read your letter of intent. I had some trepidation with the access from the below grade storage area up to the finished floor of the house. That's like that's almost 6-8 feet of steps in the center of that. God forbid someone's in that house in the storage area and there's a fire in the garage and they're done. And so that's why I'm not quite sure what the exiting requirements are for the fire. Obviously, there's no windows because it's below grade. There's not even a skylight because there's going to be concrete on top of it or landscape on top of it. So I don't know if there's provisions. I didn't look into it to know if we can put a skylight that's an exitable route. I'm not quite sure. The architect can speak to that. But I don't think it's my purview to redesign this and try to get it to the point where I'm comfortable with it. I have to apologize. I wish I could, but I can't. And so I'm sorry about that.
And I know we have someone ready to make a motion, but I'll just say one thing before that happens is in that I know that part of what we're here to do as the Planning Commission is to approve variances when deemed necessary. I know one of the reasons why there isn't a 20-foot setback is because if you did have a 20-foot setback at this property, there would be no backyard, and then that would also have its own issues that would be presented with that by not having the outdoor space with the property. And then one of the things that we want to do is keep with the character of the neighborhoods as we look at it. Here we are put on the Planning Commission to look at things and provide variances when necessary. I would be very supportive of this. I think that it's a great, great way to invest in the space and make it a space that someone can stay in for an entire lifetime, as it seems like you're going to be doing, and make it livable and useful for many years to come. And happy to see people taking care of their properties and investing here in Orange. So I can be very supportive of this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Maybe just a clarifying question for Mr. Beckman. Just a part of just their submittal and review process, what other departments, if any, outside of community development would have signed off on this?
Before this item was scheduled for consideration by the Planning Commission, it did pass review of the staff review committee, and which is an internal multi-departmental review process. And so from a feasibility standpoint, some consideration has been given to these conceptual plans as to overall functionality, general compliance with the code, and that will be addressed more specifically in a plan check process should the commission take the action to approve the project. So that has involved Public Works, Fire, Police, as well as building up until this point.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Beckman. And appreciate the stated things that were brought up by Commissioner McCormick. I do agree with the chair that we're not changing code. We're authorizing a variance. And so I do view this as not an invitation for massive change. This is a one-off with a whole process for review and decisions related to that. So I'd like to make a motion in support. So I move that Planning Commission adopt Planning Commission Resolution Number 12-25, approving ENT Number 25-0051 for a 545-square-foot addition to the first floor of an existing single-story residence, a new 806-square-foot second-story replacement of the attached garage to a total of 701 square feet that includes a new 11-foot high garage door and a 270-square-foot below-grade storage area located at 443 North Clinton Street with the finding of CEQA exemption.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Can everyone please vote? The motion passes 5-1. Congratulations on your home there. And now we will adjourn this Planning Commission meeting. The next regular Planning Commission meeting will be held on Monday, November 17th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. here in the Council Chambers.